السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، verily all praises and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask for His help and His forgiveness. We seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils which exist within ourselves. And we seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided, and whomsoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O believers, revere Allah as he should be feared and never die except as Muslims. O mankind, revere Allah, your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mates, and from both of them created many men and women. Fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah and never ever cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, indeed, He is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah and always speak and say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest attainment. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah and His words. And the best guidance is that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the worst appeals are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد. فنواصل اليوم الحديث عن سنة الله عز وجل في ابتلاء وحكمته سبحانه وتعالى في ابتلاء الخلق، وكيف يستطيع العبد أن يحقق من وراء البلاء والابتلاء فائدة عظيمة تعود عليه في دنياه وفي أخراه. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah we continue to complete the subject of the infliction which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts upon some people. And we see how, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows suffering and evil, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts or affects some people with problems and crises and disasters. And we will see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that, and what is the wisdom behind this ibtila or this infliction and affection, and why and how the servant, the true believer in Allah, can achieve the best benefit from this ibtila, from this infliction in this life and in the hereafter. فتحدثنا في الجمعة السابقة عن سنة الابتلاء، وقلنا أنه من الأشياء التي لا بد وأن تعتبر وأن تؤخذ بعين الاعتبار عند النظر إلى هذا الموضوع الابتلاء والبلاء، هو أن نعلم أن الحياة الدنيا ليست حياة مخلدة. أو خالدة، إنما هي حياة مؤقتة. والثاني علمناه أيضا أن الابتلاء إذا نظرنا إليه لابد وأن نعلم أنه قد يأتي بسبب انتهاك قوانين الله عز وجل ومعاييره التي وضعها للخلق. وقد ينجو البعض حينما يخترق أو ينتهك هذه القوانين، لكن هذا استثناء ليس قاعدة عامة. إنما الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بظلمهم ما ترك عليها من دابة. Then brothers and sisters, we started talking about this subject, the subject of ibtila or bala, infliction, or the problems or the crises and disasters that inflict some people. We say that when we look at this subject, we have to consider certain points. And from these points is that this life is not a permanent life. This life is a transient period, is a temporary life. And also we say that we have to consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up laws and norms for this universe to run with. And when once we violate the laws and the constitution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the infliction or the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be inflicted upon us. If we are saved sometimes, notwithstanding of our violation of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are saved sometimes despite our violation of the constitution of Allah, this is not a general rule, this is an exception. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, if Allah had to take the people and to punish them according to what they act and what they do, He will not leave a single creature on the face of the earth. لو يؤاخذ الله الناس بظلمهم ما ترك عليها من دابة. اليوم نكمل هذه الاعتبارات في الابتلاء. الابتلاء من الله عز وجل قد يكون امتحانا واختبارا للعبد كيف يصبر على ما أنزله الله به. ولنا مثل في أنبياء الله عز وجل، فإذا ما نظرت إلى الأنبياء تجد فيهم الكثير من ابتلي. ولكن هناك قصة لنبي من الأنبياء وردت في كتاب الله عز وجل، وهي قصة سيدنا أيوب عليه الصلاة والسلام. كيف ابتلاه الله عز وجل؟ كان كثير المال، كثير الولد، قوي الجسد، صحيح الجسد، لكنه سبحان الله هذه الثلاث افتقدها. ضاع ماله ومات أولاده، وأيضا أصيب في جسده بأمراض كثيرة. لكن ماذا فعل؟ وظل سنوات. الله عز وجل يصف رد فعل أيوب في القرآن الكريم. هو لم يجزع مما قضاه الله عز وجل عليه. الآخرون كانوا يجزعون حتى عليه، أصدقاؤه يزورونه وكانوا ينفرون منه، وكانوا يقولون نظن أن الله عز وجل غير راض عن أيوب. حتى زوجته في يوم من الأيام قالت له: أما تدعو الله عز وجل أن يكشف عنك ما أنت فيه؟ الكل كان متألما وحزينا لما وقع به، لكنه كان صابرا على هذا البلاء. كيف يصف الله عز وجل ذلك الموقف في كتابه الكريم؟ يقول في سورة الأنبياء: وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين، فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معه رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين. ثم يصفه عز وجل أيضا في آيات أخرى من القرآن الكريم. في سورة صاد ابتداء من الآية 41 إلى الآية 44 يصفه الله عز وجل: واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب، اركض برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب، ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة منا وذكرى لأولي الألباب، وخذ بيدك ضغثا فاضرب به ولا تحنث إنا وجدناه صابرا نعم العبد إنه أواب. وفي ذلك هذه الآيات من سورة صاد والآيتان من سورة الأنبياء تبين رد فعل أيوب، وكيف أن الله سبحانه وتعالى حينما صبر أيوب على هذا البلاء والابتلاء ماذا عوضه الله عز وجل؟ عوضه بخير من ماله، وعوضه بأهله ومثلهم معهم، وعوضه في جسده بصحة قد تكون أقوى وأفضل مما كان عليه. لأنه صبر على هذا الابتلاء وصبر على هذا البلاء. والله سبحانه وتعالى هذه الدعوة التي دعاها أيوب تكون مثلا لكل من يبتلى بشيء أو بمصيبة، أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. كيف دعا الله عز وجل بهذا الدعاء؟ أنت أرحم الراحمين، يعني أنت يا رب ذو رحمة واسعة لا ترضى لي هذا الابتلاء وهذا البلاء إلا إذا كان ذلك اختبارا منك لي، وأنا صابر على هذا الاختبار، وإني أرجو رحمتك وعفوك يا الله أن تزيل عني ما أنا فيه. فيقول سبحانه وتعالى أني مسني الضر، على لسان أيوب أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ماذا فعل الله عز وجل؟ فاستجبنا له. والفاء هذه للترتيب والتعقيب، كأن أيوب لما دعا الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد سنوات طويلة من الألم والمرض والمصيبة والبلوى التي عمت، لما دعا الله سبحانه وتعالى استجاب الله عز وجل في الحال لدعائه، فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم، يعني لم نرجع إليه ما فقد في السابق ولا فقط، ولكن أرجعنا إليه ما فقده في السابق ومثل ذلك معه أيضا. فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا، لأنه دعا الله عز وجل برحمته، فقال الله عز وجل رحمة من عندنا وماذا؟ وذكرى للعابدين، لأن أيوب كان عبدا أوابا منيبا تائبا إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، وهو من ذرية إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام، من نسل إسحاق ينتمي أو يرجع نسبه إلى إسحاق إلى إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يصف ذرية إبراهيم في القرآن الكريم، ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب، ويظل في هذا الوصف إلى أن يعدل وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون. فيعدل الله عز وجل من الأنبياء الذين ينتسبون إلى إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام أيوب، فهم ذرية بعضها من بعض، صبر أبوه أو جده الأكبر على ذلك البلاء حينما ألقي في النار وقال حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، فأزاح الله عنه ما كان فيه، وصبر أيوب على هذا البلاء فأزاح الله عنه ما كان فيه. وفي ذلك سنة لكل مسلم ومسلمة أن يصبر، ولكن لا بد وأن يكون الصبر صبرا جميلا، ليس صبرا بجدع، يعني لا تصبر وتقول أنا صابر على ما أصابني، وكأن لهجتك التي تنطق بها لا تشير إلى الصبر مطلقا، إنما تشير إلى الجزع. فالله عز وجل يصف أيضا جدا من أجداده يعقوب عليه الصلاة والسلام، يصفه ولما فقد ابنه يوسف قال فصبر جميل، لم يكن صبرا فقط ولكنه قال صبر جميل. فيجب على من يبتلى أو من يمتحن أو من يختبر أن يكون صابرا كما صبر هؤلاء الأنبياء، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الأمثل فالأمثل، يبتلى الناس على قدر دينهم. Then brothers and sisters, when we look at the infliction and the problems that we might have and the suffering which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might inflict upon us in our life, we have to understand that this suffering and this infliction is a test, a trial from Allah Azza wa Jalla to us to see How are we going to react to this destiny from Allah Azza wa Jalla, to this decision from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? And if you look at the prophets in the Holy Quran, you will find all of them, they have been inflicted with so many things. Some of them they are inflicted with the rejection of their people. Some of them their people they just kicked them out of their hometowns. Some of them they were punished and persecuted. Some of them they were thrown even in the fire. And one of the best or the good examples that we have in the Quran, one of the prophets whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and made him an example for patience. When something happens to you, so you have to be patient. Like this prophet, Prophet Job, Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah describes him in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, in verses number 83 and 84. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him in the following verses. And Ayyub, when he calls upon his Lord, saying, O Allah, I have been inflicted with this problem and this crisis, and you are the merciful of the, and you are the most merciful of the merciful. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الْوَاحِمِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, We accepted his supplication. We accepted his dua, and we removed from him all the crises and the problems. Not only that, but we granted him his family, like his family, and the life of them with them. وَأَهْلَهُ أَهْلًا وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعْهُمْ. It is a mercy from Allah, and it is a reminder for the true servants of Allah. وَذِكْرَ لِلْعَابِدِينَ. Look, brothers and sisters, how Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam reacts to the affliction, the crisis. It is said that he used to have lots of money, big wealth, and he used to have many children, and he was a sound bodied person, that he had no disease at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these three things which everyone wants to have in life: wealth, children, and the health. These are the three main things that can make your life, cause the happiness or bring about the happiness to your life. These three things, he had lost all of them. He had lost his money, everything. He had lost all his children, only the wife left. And he had lost even his health, that he was inflicted with so many diseases to the point that they said what was working in his body is only that the heart and the mind and some other basic functions that makes the body run, subhanAllah. And he did not get impatient. He was patient all the time. You remember this man who was paralyzed. He had no even hands. Everything is gone. He has only the tongue, and he's sitting down and he's saying, "Praise be to you, Allah. You have given me what you have never given to any one of your creations." So a man passed by him and he said, "What Allah has given to you? You have lost everything." He said, "I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he had given me a tongue that will praise him all the time, and a heart that will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time." So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a good example. He did not never the infliction or the crisis which was inflicted upon him, it continued for years and years and years. And he did not, everyone around him, they were even impatient. They were feeling like worried about him. Whenever someone visited him or something, even people stopped visiting him. His two close friends or brothers, they stopped even visiting him. And even his wife sometimes asked him, "Why don't you just ask Allah to remove this crisis from you and to relieve you from the pain and the affliction?" His answer to his wife was, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so much wealth and children and blessed us with so many things for 70 years. I don't care if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts me with this crisis and this suffering even for 70 years, like the 70 years that he had blessed us." And see, subhanAllah, he's the only person that was patient in the whole crisis. Imagine, everything that he had that brings the happiness to the life of any person had been lost from Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Sa'd, in verses number, Surah number 38, in verses number 41, 42, 43, and 44 from this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, "Wadkur abidana Ayyub." And see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as abdana, our servant. It's a great honor from Allah azza wa jal when he describes one of his creation as his true servant. He said, "Wadkur abidana Ayyub." Remember or remind them, O Muhammad, give them an example. Mention a good example of patience for those people, our true servant Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ. When he was inflicted with a problem or a crisis, he did not call upon anybody else. He just directed himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the wasiyah, the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you ask Allah. When you seek help from Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, وَذْكُرْ عَبِدَنَا أَيُّوب, mentioned to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the example of our servant Ayyub, when he calls upon his Lord, that the shaitan has caused the infliction to my wealth and to my children and to my health. مَسْتَنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered him from all this problem. He said, "Urkut bi rijlika, strike your feet to the earth, the water will come out, will gush, and you will bathe yourself, and you will be relieved from all the diseases that you have." Urkut bi rijlika, hada mughtasalun baridun wa sharab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his family and the like of them with them. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعْهُمْ He says, رَحْمَةً مِنَّا A mercy from us. Why? Because Ayyub, when he calls upon his Lord, he says, وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ When his wife got impatient and said that you should like call upon your Lord, but she said a word that he did not like her to say that. Then he swore by Allah, when he retains his health, he was going to lash her 100 lashes as a punishment for the word that she said. But see, subhanAllah, a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also upon this wife who was patient with her husband all the time of infliction and the crises and the problems and disasters. A mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this wife that Allah azza wa jal relieved Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam from failing to apply his oath or his swearing, and at the same time did not cause any harm to his wife. How this happened? He says, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا And ضِغْثًا is just a grasp of or some kind of grass that you take 100 grass in your hand, which will not hurt anybody. And just one time, hit your wife. Just a very small or very fine head like this. And by this way, you will fulfill your promise. You will fulfill your swearing, your oath. You will not fail in that. وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَثْ إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا Allah see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how it describes him. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا We found him as a patient servant. A patient true believer in Allah. وَجَدْنَاهُ صَبِرًا نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ How blessed is the servant who is often repentant and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْإِبْتِلَاءُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى طَرِيقًا إِلَى رَفْعِ الدَّرَجَاتِ وَمَحْوِ الْخَطَايَا وَالذُّنُوبِ الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من يرد الله به خيرا يصب منه يعني إذا أراد الله عز وجل بعبد خيرا ابتلاه حتى يكون هذا الابتلاء طريقا إلى رفع درجاته في الجنة Also there, brothers and sisters, inflection might be a way of achieving the great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his servant, he will inflict him with a crisis or a problem. And by this, the servant will be patient, then Allah will elevate him positions and positions in Jannah. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْإِبْتِلَاءُ سَبَبًا أَسَاسِيًا لِدْخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ وَرَدَ أَنَّ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَبَّاسِ رضوان الله تعالى عليه قال لعطاء ألا أريك امرأة من أهل الجنة قال أين هي قال هذه المرأة السوداء جاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالت يا رسول الله والله إني أسرع يعني أصيب بداء الصرع ولا أدري ما يحدث لي ولكني أتكشف فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شئت يعني إن أردت دعوت الله عز وجل لك يكشف عنك هذا البلاء وإن شئت صبرت ولك الجنة قالت بل أصبر يا رسول الله ولي الجنة ولكني أتكشف المرأة صبرت على البلاء لم تعبأ بالبلاء والابتلاء الذي أصابها وهو مرض الصرع ولكنها كانت تعبأ بأن مفاتنها تنكشف أمام الناس أو أمام الحاضرين حينما يحدث لها ذلك فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك أدعو الله عز وجل لك أن يكشف عنك هذا لا يكشف عنها الصرع ولكن ألا تتكشف حينما يحدث لها هذا المرض وكان الله واستجاب الله عز وجل لدعاء نبيه انظر وهذه دعوة لكل أخت مسلمة كيف أن هذه المرأة كانت حريصة على ألا تبرز مفاتنها للآخرين وكيف نحن اليوم وماذا نفعل اليوم وكيف نرتدي ملابسنا وكيف نظهر أمام الناس وكيف نأتي إلى مسجدنا وكيف نفعل كل هذه الأمور هذه المرأة جاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هي لم تعلم بالبلاء قالت أنا أصبر على مرض الصرع الذي أصابني هذا ولكن الذي لا أحب أن أصبر عليه هو أن تكشف مفاتني أمام الناس فدعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لها فكشف عنها هذا الابتلاء الأخير وهي كشف المفاتن أمام الناس Then brothers and sisters, the inflection also might be a means of getting admitted into paradise, into Jannah. Basically, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, one day he told Ata, he said, should I tell you about a woman from those who will go to Jannah? Then Atar said, where is this woman? He said, you look at this dark-skinned woman. This woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and she said, O Prophet, I have been inflicted with epilepsy, which is Sala. And when I have this kind of disease, I fall unconscious and fainted, and my temptations are revealed, are uncovered, my clothes are revealed, and people might look at me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the option. He said, if you want, I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal this disease from you, and if you want, you can just be patient for what is for happening, whatsoever happening to you, and you will get Jannah. So which one you like? You like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal this disease from you? Or you like the disease to continue, but you will get Jannah? The answer of the woman was, O Prophet, I want Jannah, so I will not care about this disease which is happening to me, and this problem which I have in my life. But the only thing, O Prophet, I care about that my clothes being revealed when this kind of disease comes to me and afflicts me. When this kind of problem happens to me, my clothes being uncovered and people might look at my temptations, and I don't want that. See, subhanAllah, this is a good example for our sisters today. That this woman, she didn't care about the affliction of the problem that might happen to her body, that she was suffering from this epilepsy. But at the same time, she doesn't want to reveal her temptations to others. Look at us today, what we do. How we dress, how we put on our clothes, how we go to the stores, how we go to the evening, how we come to the masjid even. How we come to the masjid, just not well dressed, and when we want to enter the masjid, we just dress well. Or inside the masjid, we just dress well. Are we treating ourselves, or are we treating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They try to deceive Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they only deceive themselves. Allah cannot be deceived. If you want to dress modestly, Allah is everywhere. In the street, at job, at work, at in the masjid, everywhere. When the Quran is recited, when the Quran is not recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all the time existent. So we have to observe Allah, Allah qada all the time. This woman is a good example for us today. That she came to the Prophet and she said, I don't care about this disease that happens to me, but the only thing if you can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when this happens to me, my clothes will not be uncovered. And I will be just being dressed modestly, so no one will look at my temptations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for her this last portion of the affliction, which is the revealing of the clothes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, his supplication for her, and the disease continued with her, and whenever it came to her after that, the clothes were not uncovered. And this is a good example for our sisters to consider today, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا وإياكم من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من يوم جمعة إلا وفيه ساعة إجابة, فادعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, هكذا سنة الله عز وجل في خلقه وفي ابتلائه للخلق, ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand behind or from the infliction and suffering that might be inflicted upon us. And this is a tradition, this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will not find, you will not have any change or any diversion or any distortion to the sunnah and the tradition of Allah and the way that He has put up for the people. And inshallah ta'ala, I just have very few announcements for you. Masjid al-Aqaba, we know Masjid al-Aqaba in downtown. The place in which they were located, the person who owned the building told them that the masjid cannot be there anymore. So they had to move. They moved to another location. But brothers and sisters, that's our masjid in our locality, in our area, in Fresno. And many brothers and sisters also pray in this masjid, and they have the Jum'ah prayer, and they have regular prayer. So every one of you is requested to support them financially. financially because they need your help. If everyone from our attendees today just to get $50 or even $100 to this event, it will make a big difference to them. Brothers and sisters, we will. You can, inshallah, contact Brother Abdul Kareem or Brother Ali Omar for this. They need your help, and they need urgent help for that, because that, for the message to continue. Otherwise, the message will not continue, and we are depriving many people from performing the prayer, which is a close place to them, actually. And we have many of our brothers, they go and pray the Jum'ah and pray other prayers there. Inshallah, I remind you with after tomorrow's basketball tournament for the youth that will be at Bir Kalim High School. And I just want to tell you that there will be prizes for the winning teams, but the prizes will not be from the money that the teams pay. Because if the prizes are from the money that the teams pay, it will be gambling. So the money with the prizes are coming from other brothers. They are donating for the prizes. And that the money that the teams will pay, this is just a registration fee to get them some drinks and some food and some snacks and some other things that they need. But there will be no gambling at all in this tournament. And the Islamic Relief, they will have fundraising, and the flyer is outside. You can take it and register for that, and the tickets also. Well, I remind you also with our Da'wah, community Da'wah program, that will be in July, 12th and 13th of July, Thursday and Friday. We have Sheikh Yusuf Istas is coming, inshallah, for 2 days, and he's going to give lectures in these 2 days. Inshallah, ta'ala, convey this message to everybody, even to non-Muslims. If you have non-Muslim friends, invite him or her also to come to this event. And Brother Shafiq Mian, his brother passed away, and he requested me to ask everybody to make dua for his brother. His brother passed away in Pakistan. Don't forget about the food cards. And by the way, we got today the postage stamps, which is 2 cents. So we have it available now. After Jum'ah prayer, you can take it if you want. If you bought before the postage stamps, which is 39 cents, we have now the 2 cents, which will make it 41 cents, inshallah ta'ala. نسأل الله عز وجل في ذلك اليوم العظيم أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واشفع صدورنا وانصرنا على أعدائنا ولا تهين فيك رجاءنا. اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم قنا شر ما همنا وغمنا وعلى الإيمان جمعا توفنا وأنت راض عنا. اللهم اجعلنا صابرين على البلاء. اللهم اجعلنا صابرين على البلاء. اللهم اجعلنا صابرين على البلاء. اللهم اجعلنا راضين بالقضاء. اللهم اجعلنا راضين بالقضاء. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين للنعماء. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين للنعماء. عباد الله، إن الله صلى على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يعطيكم واشكروه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.